Welcome back to the program. 7:40. There's a guy in North Carolina that was just arrested with 40 bags of heroin, crack cocaine, and a few Percocet tabs, just to be, you know, just to round it all out. You want to make sure you have a variety of drugs that you're smuggling. Guess where he was smuggling them?
You mean where?
On his body.
On his body?
Yeah.
Well, there are only a few places you could smuggle them, right?
Let me give you a hint. He's 5'5", 315 pounds.
Oh, it's going to be
rolls of fat.
Yeah, the rolls of,
and his belly button. You think the Guinness Book of World Record people are going to be into this? I don't know. Randall Streeter is his name.
Most bags of heroin stuffed into your belly button? Is that a record?
Let's find out. Randall Streeter of Greenville, North Carolina. This guy's got to have a cavernous belly button, man. They arrested him on May 29th. They found 40 bags of heroin, crack cocaine, and Percocet hidden in his belly button. Wow. That's just nasty. He's facing several heroin trafficking charges and is locked up with a $1 million bond.
You know, the whole thing, I mean, you know, they put the cocaine or the drugs in the condoms. They make the people swallow them and then make them pass them the other way.
Right.
And if it breaks, they're dead or whatever.
Well, and keep in mind, that's the stuff you people are ingesting.
That's what I'm thinking. How much of an addict do you have to be to...
Yeah.
We're putting something into you that somebody else passed.
Hey, how
there?
Come this bag you sold me is all greasy?
Oh, really? Oh. Oh, hey, man, you holding? Hang on a second. Let me check. Yep. Saturday night, three high school students were driving around in Arcadia, California, when they saw their social studies teacher standing on the sidewalk, 34-year-old John Maust. They stopped to say hi, but realized really quick he was hammered. Then he asked for a ride, but once he was in the car, he started pounding or spouting a bunch of drunk nonsense, and whatever he said, I guess, made them nervous. So they pulled over, told him to get out. So that's when the teacher decided to pull a knife and ordered them to take him to go get some Mickey D's. While they were on their way there, one of the students called 911. Then John heard a police helicopter overhead, made them stop the car, and he took off on foot. Cops caught up to him the next day. He's charged with kidnapping, false imprisonment, making criminal threats. His bail is set at $100,000.
Basically got an F as an upstanding citizen there.
22-year-old guy in Australia was arrested on Friday night for driving drunk on a motorized beer cooler. He had a regular cooler on a frame with four wheels and a little motor, was driving it in the street. Apparently, he's the third person in Australia to get arrested for driving a beer cooler in the last year.
What purpose does a motorized beer cooler serve?
This is Australia.
It's Australia, man.
Got to have a can of Foster's at arm's length at all times.
All right, and here's a warning. This is the nasty story of the day. I think I've told you about the retirement community in Florida called The Villages.
Yes, we've seen ads for those on TV.
Villages, where playas in their 70s and 80s ply their trade.
Yes, Villages has the highest STD rate of any retirement community in the nation.
Soon to be renamed Hookertown.
May I give you an example of why? 68-year-old Margaret Ann Clem lives in a huge 55 and older retirement community in Sumter County called The Villages. Monday at 10:30 p.m., she and a younger man, 49-year-old David Bobilia.
How old is Margaret again, please?
Margaret is 68.
Okay.
Her boy toy is 49. They were in one of the outdoor pavilions hanging out, and by hanging out, I mean...
So, wait a minute. You mean this is like all out in the open there? It's like...
It's a big pavilion out in the open common area. They were in the pavilion.
No, but the woman's a widow. She's in her 60s or 70s, and I'm having my young friend come over?
Yes, and over. Someone called the cops. When they got there, Margaret and David were still in the middle of their intimacy. Her shirt was pulled down. He was pantsless.
This was way more information than I wanted for this story, but continue, I guess.
They were both arrested for disorderly conduct and indecent exposure. Now, Margaret, being the upstanding citizen that she was, she had just settled previous legal issues where she had wrapped up a year of probation for driving drunk in a golf cart.
Is it safe to say that at this retirement community that it costs a good deal of money? You have to have had a successful life
before. It looks like it's an expensive place.
Yeah, it's relatively nice.
So this is younger guys who are trolling for women who are women of means.
And I'm telling you, that's exactly what happens. Guys go in there looking for the hookup, and that is nasty.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Let's see if I can make you feel better, Tom, with these wonderful handcrafted jokes. Melanie Griffith and Antonio Banderas, we reported, are divorcing. Banderas says she's no longer the woman that he married. Literally, she's like 95% graphite now. The Hollywood insiders are calling this story easily the biggest story of 1996. The Israeli prime minister and Palestinian president met with Pope Francis recently to pray for peace. Then all three of them walked into a bar to set up the world's most hilarious joke. Katy Perry says that she carries crystals with her, and that is what attracts men. It's true. The only reason men are interested in Katy Perry are those two giant crystals she's always showing off.
Yes.
Speaking of which, it's Kate Upton's 22nd birthday. And, by the way, coincidentally, Michael Moore is in a bitter divorce battle. So, big news day for people with big breasts.
Oh, brother.
Hunger Games theme park is in the works. Until then, parents who want to visit a theme park where kids melt down in a brutal condition, just go to any other theme park. 17% of pet owners have started a page for their pet on places like Facebook and Twitter. There's a name for these people. Single. Hillary Clinton said that when she and Bill left the White House, they were, quote, dead broke. Wow. So that means she's a perfect person to put in charge of our economy, huh? A computer in England has convinced users that it's human. Hey, we have that already. It's called Al Gore. So let's not, you know. A Moroccan man who thought his date had died decided to bury her alive.
Well, he didn't know she was alive.
Man, how awkward is that second date going to be? CNN recently posted a questionnaire to determine if your job sucks. It consisted of one question and one question only. It asked, where do you work? If you answered CNN, the response was, yeah, your job sucks.
Yeah.
That is all the news. Please use all the information we've provided to you for good and not, I repeat, not for evil.
I am always impressed by how responsible women are compared to men when it comes to drinking and driving. You are great. You're so responsible. When you plan that, it's planned at 7:30 when you go out. You got cabs or designated drivers all set to go. When do we plan that when we go out? 10 to 2? We're all hammered. We've all driven. There's always that one guy in your group who's the most drunk, walking around trying to act responsible. Dave, where are you going? No, man, you can't drive. Come on, seriously. Just keep saying serious. Seriously. Let's be serious. Give me the keys. Seriously. Then he gives up. Okay, go ahead. You want to be a jerk? Get out of here. 2 seconds later, he's like, Dave, can I get a ride? I got no way to get home.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vayner Show at 9 on WSAU.